All right, this is the Florida Go to God First meeting, and it is an actual Thursday. It's before fellowship. I had missed the one before, but I had been feeling inspired to share, and so I'm going to get to it. It's been an absolute, and again, God is not a respecter of persons, so I know absolutely everybody goes through it. Whether they'll admit to it or not, it's a different story. I got the joy of the Lord, brother. So thank God for that. You talk about deliverance in my life. Just amazing. So anyway, God has been working with me in a whole bunch of different areas, it's available. I got to get rid of this. Hang on a second. This technology is really like straight from hell. It really is. But that's a whole nother issue. Prince of the power of the air. And you can use it for your good. I'm just joking because obviously we get sharings and things like that. Just having a little bit of fun. But anyway, so God's been working with me. And he can work with me, he can work with anybody, so which is just amazing. So, and I'm really, really thankful. And again, like I've shared with you guys before, sometimes it takes a little bit longer with things than other things. Now, it doesn't have to be that way. You can overcome a lot of things instantaneously, as we see with God's healing. God's, it's recorded in God's word. They've seen it in Nepal. They've seen it in India. They've seen it in this country. Maybe not as much lately as in Nepal and India, but as it's happened, and we know that with that, signs, miracles, and wonders are happening. And there's a great movement of God's word that's happening. It's happening whether we see it, like I can spiritually sense it, what's going on. Just from some of the things I've watched recently, that God's led me to watch and listen to. I'll share with you guys when I get with you guys, so we're coming up the 31st. I'll get there 31st and 31st the first. 31st, we'll check in and we'll come over and see you guys. And then I'll share with you what I mean, because it's really an interesting little series that I had been watching for 5 years, and probably I would dare to say that probably most people haven't watched this series, but it's just an amazing, and I'll explain to you how it all fits in later when I get up there. Now is not the time on one of these meetings. But anyway, our Father is so good that he can work with anybody anytime if you have a w free will, willing heart. Now, see, therein lies the issue with me a lot of times. And then this is just God working with me. Things get comfortable. And as they get comfortable, you stay in that comfortability, if that's even a word. But life is constantly changing. The earth is constantly rotating. The stars and the planets are, everything's in movement. So same with us. We have to be in movement. You can't, I'm overweight, obviously. So exercise and eating correctly are a key to me. Well, those are movements I've made towards living a healthier lifestyle, on the physical level. Well, on the spiritual level, it's the same thing. And it matches up a lot of times the same way. On the spiritual level, you have to move with your free will to want to understand, to want to know, to want reproof, to be want to get want to get corrected, to get directed, to get wisdom, to be able to use the wisdom. Now, if you don't have the free will, which comes from your heart, by the way, so it's a word that we use, but in reality, I believe that free will has to do with making up your mind in reference to your heart, and then following that direction, not the direction of your heart. I'm talking the direction our Father gives us with free will. And it obviously your heart, the seat of the mind, I believe is what we refer to. We refer to as the heart or God refers it to the heart, because he knows it's the and the other thing too, we've been talking about, to control your emotions and thoughts and feelings, which are absolutely exactly what I need. But thoughts, feelings, and emotions are there for a reason. God has certainly did not designed us defective. Like you ladies are not designed defective. You're designed perfect, and so am I. I'm designed absolutely perfect. I'm a man of God, a mighty man of valor. So, the thing about, I am in control of my thoughts and feelings and emotion. Yes. Okay. Let's take that to the next level. I'm in control of my thoughts, feelings, and emotions in reference to the ones that do not serve me, in reference to his will, my father's will. Now, the ones that are good for me, they are good. It says to mourn with those who mourn, to weep with those who weep, to have, I forget whether it said, you have to look it up, to have joy with those who have joy, to laugh with those who have laughter. I don't know if it even says that. Father, if I'm making up something, I apologize. But I know it says mourn with those who mourn and weep with those who weep. So these emotions, and then, to feel that way, like for example, my daughter last night, I could tell something was going on with her, and I'm going to call her in a little bit when I get off of this and check in with her. And she's got a lot of pressure on her. She's got college, for a 21-year-old, who's going on 33. She's 21 and she's getting ready to study abroad. And she called me up out of the blue and she needed some money to, for 1 month's apartment. Well, you guys know, in Europe the rest of us here in America, you can look it up what a $800 a month apartment would cost in euros. And so I had to come up with that money and give it to her. Well, I didn't have to, but as a father, that's what I desire to do for her, to live the more than abundant life, Now there's wise decisions, not, but in relation to our Heavenly Father, that's his desire for us, to live that more than abundant life. But I could hear it in my daughter's voice, Gabriella, and hopefully one day you guys all get to meet her. She's absolutely wonderful young lady, and she's going to be a mighty woman of God. She already is, actually. She's tender, gentle, kind, always giving, always loving, for the most part. All of us are learning and growing, but I could hear it in her voice how she was depressed, and that depression was on her because she had a ton of stuff. She was thinking about school. She was thinking about work. She was thinking about money, which always brings terasso, or even thalipsis, I guess, from the outside. It could be from the outside or inside. That terasso, that mental pressure on the inside, because you're thinking of a way to get out of it, and thalipsis, maybe you're getting letters in the mail, reference financial or whatever. So I'm just using those two because we've learned about those. I never knew what they were, but obviously, Greek words. I never knew, but you can actually feel, and I don't believe God's given us the ability to feel those things, to not be able to get out of them. We're able to absorb those things, like Jesus Christ, when he was 40 days and 40 nights. And I think with no food and probably no water either, 40 days and 40 nights, and being tempted all those times, and he kept reverting his mind back to the will of the Father, God's words, scripture, that had been written down, and it was also written in the stars way before this, okay, and then written down for him. He wasn't carrying a book. This is direct revelation that he was getting, like we're doing now. We're walking as Christ would walk. So anyway, back to my daughter. So as my daughter was having this, of course, as a father, I was concerned. So I called her twice. She went and did, I ended up calling yogurt, but it's yoga. So anyway, she went and did yoga, which is great. And she sent me a picture, and I'll show you guys. And then she went with a friend of hers, and I'll check with her today. And you know, cause, but she was worried about the pressures from the outside and also from the inside were getting to her because currently her mom her and is helping out like as much as she can, but not as much, you know. So I'm the sole helper here, you know, financially and besides her working. But it's a lot for her, you know. And the thing just froze up on me and we're unfrozen. There we go. Yeah, unfreeze this. So anyway, so I could hear it in her. So I called her up and you could hear that voice and the mindset, and God was showing me that's what I do a lot of times. I mean, and now obviously I knew that, but I gave her some godly wisdom on how to get out of it, you know, and you know, go, you know, run up and down the stairs, take a shower, eat some chocolate, eat some food, take a nap, you know, and these might be distractions we call distractions, and there's other worse distractions than that, obviously, that we probably all have engaged in. I know alcohol and drugs are a huge one, but the real way to do it is to go to our Heavenly Father and to give it to Him, and then to train as we're practicing these five principles. And these are huge principles to practice. And again, I don't think God set it up as you know, just five. Maybe more will be. You know, obviously, I don't know. I just don't know. I just know the five now. You know, and I know that as we practice these, great things can happen. He's always looking for deliverance. Always looking to guide us and direct us out of any situation we're in. There's nothing that he can't get us out of. We're completely complete already. Okay. So there's nothing. So now, did I get into all that with my daughter? No. I told her just to go to God. I told her I'll be speaking in tongues for her. I said, you know, go to him. And, you know, this is Florida, go to God first meeting. I'm her father. And so I'm practicing what I need to. So, and then you know, and then with me, there's been a lot, you know, coming up to the South Carolina meeting. So I know for sure, you know, as soon as, and it hasn't been happening, it's been turned up to a level, in my life anyway, it's been turned up to a level that you know, really wasn't there before. It was there, but it wasn't there before. So and but there's a but I'm not giving up, you know, and I same with my daughter. I said, keep going, keep moving forward, you know, don't not do not you know, God is working behind the scenes. Now Lawrence is here in South Carolina already, and I've already seen some videos and you guys are doing great. Judy's dancing, you know, and you guys are out to dinner and I'm sure you guys are having a great time. More people are coming in. Me and Brando will be there the 31st. We've got the people taken care of, but you know, for the animals. And so anyway, it's just keep moving forward. Our God is a mighty God. He's got this thing done already. And the more we rest in his completeness, the one that he has completed us in, the better off we'll be. So, you know, I've realized that, you know, through my one-on-ones, you know, I've gotten a lot of amazing information on my one-on-ones. A lot more than I can share on here. So, you know, kind of man-to-man stuff, you know, and I'm sure you ladies, you know, you get your own stuff. Maybe not like I'm getting, but you know. So anyway, it's all good, and it's helped me majorly. And so to learn how to, you know, to grow up in my father's completeness, because I've been walking around as a like a little infant, little baby. You know, in Christ, but not realizing the completeness I have in my Heavenly Father. And so it's again, it's it, am I doing it perfect right now? Absolutely not. Am I bearing my soul to you guys? I'm trying to. You know, that's what I'm doing. I'm sharing my walk with you so that you can get out of the place and situation that I have found myself in for all these years, after going through the class that we went through. And a lot of people, either you know, again, I'm not downgrading the class by any means because it taught us a lot of knowledge, and it's absolutely fantastic. And it's great to know this, and it's great to know, but it does us no good if we're not walking by the Spirit of God. You know, if we're not walking like the ultimate goal that our Lord and Savior had, that our Heavenly Father had for us, was when Christ was crucified and dead, okay, and risen, okay, it made us complete in Christ. And the ultimate goal of that was, and it said, had the adversary known, he would not have crucified Jesus Christ. It's us then got Christ, God in Christ in him. And I'm able to walk like my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Now, again, am I doing it perfect? No. Am I doing it? Absolutely, I'm doing it. Now, next is the fruit. Okay, so am I going to see fruit? Absolutely, I'm seeing fruit. I'm seeing fruit already. I'm seeing fruit in this sharing that I'm doing. I'm seeing fruit in my own personal life. Now, there's going to be a big step up because there's a lot of things coming down the road here. And it all depends on where we get our heads and our hearts. Okay. You don't want to stay in your head too long. You want to be in your heart, in your free will, making choices to move forward, whether you make a mistake or not. You cannot worry about that stuff. You just got to move forward. Like my daughter, for example. Again, she was depressed and thinking about a bunch of different things with money and how she's going to get here and how she's going to make this and how she's going to do that. And she don't want to rely on her father, you know, when it's okay. You know, I'm her earthly father. She's relying on her earthly, but she's really, I'm teaching her to rely on her heavenly father. And that's what I'm learning too, to rely on my heavenly father, as opposed to, I don't have an earthly father that's fell asleep, but to rely on anybody else or rely on myself. You know, I'm not going anywhere with myself. Okay, I am in God, walking in God and Christ in man. And that's how I'm going to live my life, you know, till I take my last breath. And so our Father is a good Father, and He desires that for us. So I know a lot of us, and right now, a lot of you guys are having fun there, and it's great. But think about the leading up to this point, the pressure, the mental pressure, the maybe even the some of the, crazy things that happened, persecution wise or physical wise. I know for me at my job, there's been a like huge amount of changes. You know, there's been people doing things behind the scenes that I just found out about, which doesn't even bother me at this point. Doesn't even matter because I'll overcome it all. Why? Because I didn't overcome it. My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, overcame it. And obviously, I'm re relying on Him through my Heavenly Father. You know, I'm complete. So there's no, I got nothing to be concerned or worry about. Just keep doing what I'm doing and keep moving forward, keeping walking by the wisdom of my Heavenly Father. So those are the things I was trying to explain in a fatherly, earthly father way, godly, to my daughter about her to keep moving, and I'll call her when I get off, and for her to, you know, to not get to, because I found myself getting in that depression mode and staying in that depression mode and staying in it and staying in it. And that's the only word I could really use is depression or mode. And because, you know why? Because it was comfortable. Because it's a pattern, a paradigm. And so I stayed in it for, you know, a long time. Even though people wanted me to get out of it or trying to help me get out of it, some of them actually. I would refuse to get out of it because it's comfortable, but that's okay. It's okay. Now I've learned and I'm growing, so I'm able to rip myself out of out of there with practicing the things that we've been taught. We've been taught to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So that's a practice, okay? Each one's a practice. Walking by the wisdom of our Heavenly Father, a practice. The things that we've been given, these five, are huge, okay? And we need to keep moving forward, and there more will be revealed. There's a great awakening happening, not just in our country. There's a great awakening happening all over. A lot of people have seen it already in India and Nepal, so that we've got direct witnesses that we can turn to and ask. And like Lawrence and Amber and Danny has seen it, and Carl and Judy has seen some things, I'm sure. I don't know about Ethel was over there, and she saw some mighty things. Now, these are things that I desire to see. Brenda desires to see. So we're going to see these things. These things are happening. God is not a respecter of persons. I'm talking myself now, and I'm only responsible for me, and I can only come alongside people and to, I think it says to help them with their burden. You can't carry someone else's burden. But again, it goes back to mourn with those who mourn, weep with those who weep. So it's okay to have those emotions as long as we don't, because they serve us for a reason, as long as we don't are not stuck in them. And Lawrence will correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm absolutely desiring correcting if I'm wrong. So it's my job to control my mind, thoughts, and feelings, to not get them out of whack. In other words, and some of us have been talking about a balanced walk, and there is a balanced walk, and it's a balanced walk of walking. Christ had emotion. He turned around, he looked at on anger at people. I guess you'd call it a whip, a bull whip. He took that and he drove him out. My house is a house of prayer. My father's house is a house of prayer. He was mighty and strong. He wasn't a dish rag for Jesus Christ. He was Jesus Christ, obviously. But he wasn't a dish rag. He was a man's man or a woman's woman. For you ladies, we're just stuck in these bodies currently right now. There'll be no male, no female. There's a big joke on TV. This guy's running, talking about God, how there's all these genders and stuff. Well, there's not. There's just two. That's all there is to it. Anyway, but but you ladies are designed absolutely perfect in Christ. You're perfect in our Heavenly Father. His design is perfect. Same with us as males. We're designed perfectly. Now, currently there's little ups and downs because we're living in a broken world. So we have to realize that and have to walk that way. I'm sure Lawrence, with this next meeting, that will expound on it more. I want more of the practice, and also to grow more. I desire great growth in my life, but not just growth. Growth is great to have growth, but to put it into absolute application. Okay, to put it in application in my life. So I know I'm kind of all over the place, but I just decided to share, and with what was going on, I had missed a Monday, and I am supposed to be disciplined and dedicated and obedient to my Heavenly Father. But for me, it just wasn't the right time to share during the mental pressure that I had let myself stay in for a while. And so I wouldn't have been able to share like I'm sharing now with joy and with words from my Heavenly Father. So it wasn't the right time. And so today just happened to be the right time. And I know that today, later, we're going to have a fellowship, which I'm looking forward to. And I'll probably continue on with whatever God said. So I never plan these things. This is just a right before I'm getting ready to go to work. I was watching something on TV, finishing a series that I'll explain to you guys later. It's really cool. I mean, it's not cool, but I mean, it's spiritually. When you look at things spiritually, because everything in life is spiritual, and that's how you have to look at it, you know. And you can just see things that are going on in life and around the world that is all spiritual. But again, a lot of these big things that are happening, we don't need to be even concerning ourselves. We just pray it, and it gives God right there gives us the re what to do about it. There's always something to do about it. Prayer, speak in tongues for the leaders of the nations. They'll figure it out, and they can't do anything that our Heavenly Father can't undo. So we just relax. Enjoy the God in Christ in us. They asked Jesus Christ, they said, "Why don't you stay?" And he said, "No, I have to leave. For my Father won't send the Comforter. He is the God of all comfort, and we have the Comforter so that we're able to comfort others. Okay, and also we are comforted too. So we can live in that peace." I always joke with Brenda, I want peace like a river in my house. Peace like a river, you know. And so, you know, I give her a hard time. Peace like a river. So so it's just you know, and so anyway, we just it's available to live like that, you know, to now are things gonna hurt you? And because I know Lawrence mentioned you know that his mom died on a Thursday, you know, and then they had to bury his mother on a Thursday, and he still did fellowship. Now, if you ask him, I'll guarantee you that he definitely had emotions, but he pushed through them. And you know, we got a great saying over here: you pull yourself up by your bootstraps. I know the English; I love the English saying is, you know, stiff upper lip, and so there's a couple other ones that I'm sure you Danny will tell me, and Lawrence will tell me off to the side, maybe, I don't know, maybe male things, I don't know, but anyway, I love those. You know, figures of speech, you know, God has designed things for us to be able to get through these situations and circumstances, you know. So there's nothing that we're not going to go through that he's not able to get us through, you know. The ultimate is it's God in Christ in us. And we're able to walk through anything. But again, I wanted to get on here and you know, I am not controlled by emotion, thoughts, or feelings, but I do have emotion, thoughts, and feelings. I am the one controlling them. They are not controlling me. So it's okay to have those. We're the ones that are in control, you know, and I don't mean like in control, like, you know, like you have to do this, or you have to do this, or you got to do this. Although I got Brenda making the bed, that girl's gonna be making the bed every day, no matter what. Anyway, this is all husbandry teaching from Mr. Tor, my wonderful mentor. Thank God for him, by the way. And he is the man of God of this area. God has placed him here. It doesn't make him any better than us. He's been placed here as the man of God to look over the rest of us as we grow. We are the same as him. He's the same as us. We're the same as Sanjay. God is not a respecter of persons. We're able to walk, all of us, Sanjay, Lawrence, me, all you guys, and I'd go through all the names. It's God in Christ. I'm not putting myself anywhere near them. I'm talking in relation to spiritual, but I do have the same spiritual. I just have to practice to get to where they're at currently at this point, because I haven't seen a lot of the fruit. Let's just talk about the fruit, like peace and self-control and patience and and love. You go through all the fruits; they match up to the manifestations. Okay, so there's where I am striving for the more than abundant life. And I'm putting my today, and you know, there's a great saying is just for today. just for the, today, and you know, every day is a decision. Every minute's an actual decision. How are you going to live? How do you want to live? You know, how do you want to live your life? Are you happy with where your life is currently now? I'm not. I'm happy with certain aspects of it, absolutely. And I'm going to get happier as we go along here. And again, I got the joy of the Lord, that deliverance from that, because I've had to revert back to you know, because again, these are about emotions. I had to revert back to you know, suppressing everything, which is not a good thing to do. You know, I did that for years where I worked. You know, you see things and you have to suppress it to be able to get the job done, or you have to you can't, you know. I mean, we used to have a saying, it you know, if, and this is going to sound bad, but you know, when you pulled up in a fire engine and a house is on fire, you can do a couple things. You can run around like a chicken with your head cut off. You can do that, and you're going to really get yourself hurt or killed if you do that. Or it's not, you can realize that it's not your house. Okay. It's not your house. It's on fire. Okay. So that you can calmly, and it's not a cold saying, it's to calm yourself down and to walk through the evolutions that you have to do, pulling the hose, throwing the hose on your shoulder, carrying it up to the front door, turn it around, telling the driver engineer, charge the line. Then the water comes down the line. And then you're putting on your mask and you're putting on your gear, and then you're ready to go in the house and you crawl in, and then you and they teach you some stupid things, which I learned over the time weren't the right things to do. I'm letting the water rip as soon as you get there. That was a long time ago, but I just reverted back to that. God showed me that just now. So, you know, it's just you're able to do that, and because I remember one time. We pulled up to a scene where there was a bird in a tree. Now, it happened to be a commissioner's bird, and it was a bird that had his wings clipped, so you know it could only fly to the tree, and she wanted it out of the tree, you know. So we pulled up there, and we got this long thing called a pike pole, and with a hook on it at the end. You'd have to look it up. It's used to pull ceilings down after the either before and mainly after the fire. But anyway, you pull ceilings down, and they wanted us to. And I had an officer order me to get this pike pole and to, you know, reach up there and stir the bird around. You know, well, there was a power line running right next to it. I told him, pound salt. I'm not doing that. That gets yourself killed. Now, that's to the extreme, okay? But, you know, but a lot of times, situations, you know, in our lives, you know, we have to just rest and relax and realize that it's not, you know, a big rush to do anything right now. We just have to work. And I was telling Brenda, you know, she wants to get the garage done, which is it's technically inside the house. For me, it's in the garage. She wants to get that done. Okay. And I tell her inside out, she wants plants done on the outside. I'm telling her we're going to have Arctic zone artificial plants is what we're going to have. She's staying the other way, and I'm just joking with her, right? I don't really care. She's going to want to keep them up. I'm not keeping them up. But anyway, so it's what I'm saying. What's God's telling me to show you, show myself also. It's great to work on the outside, like currently right now, you know, because of Becca and Bambi and a lot of you other wonderful believers on here. Lawrence, with the situation that he went through, is to take care of the outside, which obviously that's what I'm, you know, eating better. Me and Brandon have been eating better, take exercise and taking care of ourselves. And and that's great, but that's outside work. Okay. So what I've been telling her is inside out. In other words, inside your mind is what I'm saying. There's the work. Now, is it work that requires a lot of obedience and determination and self-will? Absolutely. See, the world will teach you that there's a certain program that says, well, you don't have a you have to give up your will. You don't have to give up your will for crap. Whatever the world's teaching, there's always a counterfeit to it. You know, I'm sorry, whatever God's teaching, there's always a counterfeit to it. The adversary is always counterfeit. So it's the opposite. It's normally the opposite of what the world is saying. So anyway, it's inside your mind that's where you need to work. You work with those emotions on the inside. Okay, you work with those thoughts and feelings on the inside. The ones that are good, you keep because they're from our Heavenly Father. The ones that are bad, you remove. And I don't mean bad, bad. I mean just whatever. If they're not serving you, if they're patterns and paradigms that haven't served you in a while, because I went back and I listened and I'm going to do it again. Mary recommended it and I had already started it, but I finished it. She also recommended it. So we know it's from God. Anytime something is recommended and it's done twice in God's word, it's established. The number two means something. And that's great to have that knowledge, but it means jack if you don't operate off of it. You know, if you don't operate off it. So it's wonderful to know the numbers, what they mean in scripture, but if you don't operate off, it doesn't mean anything. So I had already started doing it. Mary had mentioned that she was going over those paradigms, and I, by the way, Mary, I've renamed you to Mary Ann. Every time I talk to Brenda, I'll say Mary Ann. Mary Ann's there, so on Gilligan's Island. Hopefully, you're gonna chuckle out of this. So, I always like Ginger better than not Ginger. I always like Mary Ann better than Ginger. Anyway, so I love you. So, and Brenda keeps correcting me. It's Mary Wade. It's not Mary Ann, you knucklehead. So anyway, so it's an inside job. You see, you work on the inside stuff, not on the outside stuff, you know, and we're able to have fun, you know. And so I'm looking forward to going up there and it's going to be great. So anyway, this is just probably longer than I thought it was going to be because I'm laughing and giggling. And I'm going to head off to work now. And I love you guys. And I'll send this over to Lawrence and he can do whatever he wants with it. All right. Love you.